KMFM 99.5, Max, Shannon, Porkchop. It is Men's Health Month, so let's get a manly man in here. We need some help, right, Chopper?
Yeah, we need a lot of help, yes.
All right, Frank Trigg and Dr. Arakaki from Universal Men's Clinic. Hi, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
Good morning. So, Men's Health Club. Dr. Arakaki, the commercials, I got to ask you this. Heart disease, cancer, and low testosterone. I mean, that seems a little extreme. It's like, which one of these is not like the other?
Well, you know, low testosterone is, the reason why it's important is because, you know, our health not only affects us, but it affects our relationships. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so your relationship with your girlfriend or your wife, your relationship with your children, you know, you come home, you're tired from a long day's DJing.
And
you're so hard.
And you go home and, you know, your kid might ask you, hey, let's go to the park, let's go to the pool. And you're like, tomorrow, you know, or something like that. And so that's kind of the main reason why it's so important is that the low testosterone type symptoms, a decrease in energy, the decrease in libido, the decrease in strength, endurance, our erection function not only affects us, but it affects our relationships.
All right.
And
so
I think we asked Frank this before, but when is that point when you knew that you had to go in, that, you know, you said enough is enough, something's got to be done?
I never knew. That was the problem. Like a typical guy, you know, all of us were raised by dads that never miss work.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You literally could have your arm cut off in an industrial accident. He's throwing some dirt and butter on it and going to work the next day. Like, they didn't skip it. So I was raised the same way we all were.
Right.
You don't miss work. You show up every day. And for me, it was practice. So I show up every day.
Mm-hmm.
And a buddy of mine, who's a friend with Charlie as well, I was in Hawaii just doing a clinic. And he's like, hey, come check out this doctor. And I was shredded. I had a six-pack. And, like, I could have fought that next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you're going to take my blood draw. And, you're going to find ways to cure cancer from my blood because I'm in such good shape.
Yeah.
And he was like, dude, you're at a 91. Ooh. And the lowest you're supposed to be is 348. That's the low end. And he was like, you're at a 91. Like, I joke and say it was like an 8-year-old girl.
Wow.
It really was that low from overtraining. I had a 1.8 grade, almost a 2 grade concussion. I fought 3 fights with that concussion.
Right.
So it was damaged my pituitary gland from having that concussion and continuing to train with it. And so I never really knew I should go in.
Right.
But I had all the signs and all the symptoms. But being a macho guy, mm-hmm. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm tired. It's just from overtraining, so I'll drink a couple more energy drinks.
Mm.
I don't want to have sex because I'm too tired from overtraining. I don't want to go. I don't want to go hang out with the kids because I'm too tired. So I just would find an excuse for everything that was going wrong. When in reality, all I needed to do is go in and get literally for me, it was a 30-minute office visit, not 30 minutes in the waiting room, not another 30 minutes in the exam room waiting for, you know, to see the doctor for 3 minutes. I sat down with Dr. Arakaki for 20 minutes, took another 10 minutes to get the blood draw, and I was out. And it was lit from when I walked in to when I walked out. It was 30 minutes, and I literally was waiting for that phone call of how good it was going to be, and he was basically saying how bad it was, and so for me, I had all the signs but would not go in. And that's the big point of Men's Health Month is, well, none of us are going to go in unless we're told by our partners. Our partners make us go in. Hey, it'd be really nice to have more sex. It'd be really nice to hang out with the kids a little more if you could get up and do that. Okay, for you, honey, I'll go do it.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of how it worked out for me, although it was a friend as opposed to my partner.
Right. Gotcha. Wow. Now, you had a third of the minimum testosterone levels.
Yeah.
And you had no other indicator that that was an issue.
Well, when you go back and look at it, I have all the signs. Low libido, extremely tired all the time.
But you blamed it on something else.
Grumpy, and I would pass off to something else. But the reality of it is that I just never wouldn't want to go to the doctor unless I needed stitches.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't fight with stitches in my head, you know, or with a cut.
Of course.
You know?
Of course. Well, with Men's Health Month, Dr. Arakaki, what's the deal? What can guys do who are macho guys like Chop and I, for example,
sure.
You know, because we never get sick and you never know until the last minute. So what's the deal? How do we find out?
Sure. You know, I always tell people that it's not necessarily your age that's a reason to come in, but it's if you're feeling that decrease in drive, that decrease in energy, decrease in endurance, decrease in performance in the bedroom. If you're feeling those things, go get checked out. You don't have to come to the Universal Men's Clinic, but just see your physician and see if that's something that could be treated and managed properly, so that you do have better you know, relationships, you know, better family time. That's really what it's all about, is feeling better for yourself, feeling better for your family, the ability to have relationships.
And I don't think testosterone testing is part of a general blood panel. If you have blood work done as part of your annual physical or something, testosterone level is not something that they ordinarily check unless you specifically request it.
You're right. Exactly. And that's kind of what Men's Health Month is all about, is if you haven't seen your doctor in a while, go and get checked out, you know, and not just testosterone, but blood pressure, glucose, cholesterol, you know, looking at your risk for diabetes and cardiovascular disease down the road. You know, again, not just for yourself, but just for the ability to, you know, maintain your ability to provide for your family.
All right.
And you got a $99 special this month?
Yes, we do. We have a $99 special, so that's about half off of what we usually charge for an initial visit. You know, we want to make sure that we can make it easier for all men to come down, get their levels checked, and, like I said, feel better and for themselves and for their families.
Well, it's Father's Day. That could be a present, I suppose,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, there you go.
All right. So, ladies, just saying, you could step up their game a little bit.
Which is going to make your game happier, too.
There you go.
UniversalMen'sClinic.com, right?
Correct, yep. Or if you'd rather not use the internet and want to make a phone call, it's 520-514-2222.
Awesome. Perfect. Well, thanks for the time, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.